Norma Rosenthal and Toby Donner have been neighbors and friends for over 30 years. Their kids grew up together. The two women shared the turmoil of preschool plays and prom nights. Now they are sharing the tension that comes with caring for their aging parents. As life expectancies increase, more and more of us are finding ourselves in this situation, a sandwich generation, taking care of adult parents while juggling careers, spouses, growing children, even grandchildren. Toby's a certified mediator, a wife, mom, stepmom, nana to three grandchildren. Norma runs her own public relations firm. She is wife, mother, Grammy, and they are both still daughters. They share their stories and invite other people in similar situations to contribute on a blog, girlfriendswithagingparents.com. They started it when Norma's parents began to need more help.
I had a phone call from my mom who was hysterical that my dad was in agony and I needed to come to Portland where they lived right now. I jumped in the car, drove down there, ended up spending 3 or 4 weeks, and from then it was all downhill. My really ferociously independent parents just took a slippery slide down a very steep slope. It was not only my dad, but then my mother lost her ability to swallow within a month after that. So I spent the next several months going back and forth and back and forth. They always seem to be late night calls. I can tell you what that road looks like on I-5 at 4 a.m. So that was what got me into this experience.
When did it awaken in you that you were both entering something that you probably, didn't really assume it was going to be? We're all peers in our age, and I think that we didn't have that experience growing up. There was the notion that parents, grandparents kind of went away, disappeared.
Right.
Well, I think that what happened in a nutshell was that I got remarried. And with that marriage came 8 aging parents. I had my own parents who were married to someone else. I had my first husband's parents and then my current husband's parents. And I remember calling Norma and saying, I am completely frazzled. Even though I didn't have primary care for 2 of them, they still were all in my sphere. And what really came to me was this epiphany that at this point in my life, I had the ability to do something that I didn't have when I was first widowed. And that was to create a safe environment where we could reach out to other people who were falling into the same situation as we were.
Very much so. And it's a very difficult thing to share with somebody. There's all sorts of things caught up in it. There's anger and guilt, and you're juggling so many balls. You get these phone calls in the middle of the night, and yet that day you're supposed to do something for your spouse. Or I work full time. I have commitments to my clients. It makes you crazy.
Yeah. Norma Rosenthal and Toby Donner are co-authors of the blog girlfriendswithagingparents.com. Now, you started this community. You found many people that are engaged in this community more probably than we expected. What's the nutshell is to be communicating and be members of this community? What are the biggest pitfalls, I guess, you're finding people are sharing?
Guilt is a huge pitfall. Succumbing to it yourself, and in some ways you can't help it. You try to be the best daughter or son that you can be, and yet you feel like you just can't, do enough.
I think the other thing is that I just want to roll this back and say that one of our really big focus for us was that no one feel isolated or alone in going through this process, because there's no guidebook. I mean, there's not a how-to on gracefully transitioning your aging parents. It comes with lots of questions, lots of concerns, and a lot of unanswered dilemmas. And so there's a blog that Norm and I shared called It was called Selfish Versus Self-Care, A Daughter's Dilemma. And what was that about? It was about a woman who found herself as a caregiver and completely torn between her priorities.
One of you posted on the blog on your blog recently, girlfriendswithagingparents.com, about what I would have asked. I think it was one of you. What I would have asked my mother.
Exactly. It was a beautiful post, and I know exactly what you're speaking about. It was a woman whose mother has passed away a year ago, and she wrote a piece because she, in hindsight, felt that there were things that she wanted to ask her mother that she had not. And so, again, part of the beauty of this blog is sharing wisdom, stories, and experiences. So that piece of wisdom to me was a golden nugget. You know, don't wait until your parents are gone. Ask them things that concern you now while you can still engage.
How will I feel when you're gone?
That's what she regretted not asking.
And she wanted to have that conversation with her mother when her mother could have had that conversation.
And she didn't realize it. She didn't know it. Another one that came up a while ago was someone wrote in that they had realized that their photographs were not dated or identified, so they didn't know who the pictures were of their family, and their mom and dad were no longer around. And that seems so simplistic, but really, I hadn't thought about that myself.
We have that problem.
Yeah, that's a very common one. I have from my parents boxes of photos. Some of them go way back to my grandparents came over as small children from Russia. And I have no idea who these people are. And I'm torn with, what do I do with these? I mean, this is my family history, but I have no idea who these people are. Yeah. And, you know, they're beautiful pictures.
My sister, who passed away recently, was very good at that. Mm. And my nephew, her oldest son, my mother's first grandson, came to visit. And we were able to pull out pictures. And only my sisters had on the back the dates, the events, and who was in them. And we were able to flip those over, and I could just see my mother remembering from the 40 years ago when she got these pictures, or the 35 years ago that she got these. And that helped trigger her memories for this boy who comes and sees her diligently once a year, and she's fading, that memory fades for her, but that has helped. That has helped a lot. You talked about this being a village. And that's what girlfriendswithagingparents.com, this blog, is about, Toby Donner and Norma Rosenthal. And there's an organization in Northeast Seattle called Northeast Seattle Together, NEST. And part of their goal is to try to help elderly people stay in their homes by having that community that otherwise is not there engage. So if I need somebody to drive me to the grocery store or help with a gutter, there are people our age, 60-year-olds, coming to these elderly folks' homes and helping them do the work, because that's sort of the main thing, right, is that people get isolated or they have this guilt that you're talking about where the adult children are far away.
Absolutely. That's how I felt when my parents were in Portland. I had a brother down there who consequently passed away from cancer just after I moved my parents up here. And it was, who's going to do what? How do you parcel this out? I'm going to take care of this, you're going to take care of that, but you didn't do it. So it also brings up a lot of sibling rivalry and sibling conflict.
Right. You guys, your advice in part is get people together when they're healthy and have the honest conversations, right? Get the family together.
If you can. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you bring this up? I just came back from a visit to my mom and stepdad, who are 93 and 86. And immediately upon leaving at the airport, I phoned my brother, who lives 20 minutes from them and actually is an attorney and handles a lot of the legalese for my folks, just to double check to see that we have a power of attorney, both medical and financial, which I was very glad to say we do. But I wasn't sure, and my mother didn't know. When I asked her about it, she just said, I think we do. I can't remember.
We do forget as we age.
My mom's short-term memory isn't very good, but her long-term memory is fantastic. So as we've spent this time together, it's just the two of us, so we really have been able to share some really special moments.
Now, I've kicked myself because my mom's long and short-term memory has diminished greatly, and so we spend a lot of time together, But all those great stories that I had heard, I never recorded. What's the pleasures that you wish you had gotten or that you are getting now? Is that too hard?
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of so much of it. It's hard to articulate it. It's hard to really get myself out of the, get myself out of my own way. I think I would piggyback, though, on what Norma is saying, that you do have snippets of time where there are very impactful interactions. And I had a few of them when I was just in California with my mom. But I'm not sure what else I would say about it.
What do you mean you're right in the middle of it?
Oh, I just, running back and forth, up and down the coast, there's a crisis or there's, an intervention that needs to happen. My mom and her husband are still in their home. They have stairs. His walking is not really, he's not stable.
So it's a little hard to find the positive and the pleasure.
I'm just trying to figure out, it's a conundrum.
But that sounds like the message that's part of the message you're giving, right? Find the positive and the pleasure in the midst of this pain. Hard to do, but we need to do it.
I think so. And I think one other thing that's helped me a lot is to realize that, when your parents are of sound mind, to whatever degree, you can quantify that, they are in charge of their own lives. I think all of the worry and the frantic feelings that we might have about this, you just need to step back. That's the big and I know it's so hard to do in the middle of things, but that was my epiphany this time. Step back a bit and know that, things will happen in their own time.
The crisis will come. Don't anticipate it.
Or don't try to push the wind.
Toby Donner and Norma Rosenthal are co-hosts of the website GirlfriendsWithAgingParents.com. It's a place where caregivers are sharing stories. It's called Girlfriends with Aging Parents, but a lot of men are caregivers. A lot of people who don't have girlfriends are caregivers. What's the message from the title?
The only reason it's called Girlfriends is that Norma and I started the conversation together. We tried to find something that would illustrate a conversation between, at that point it was between girlfriends, but fast forward to today, there are many men caregiving. So, of course, it's a conversation for everybody. It's not limited to women.
And we really do invite men to participate. We've had some really lovely stories and very insightful ones.
Different or just personally different? Like men see it differently than women or just individuals see it differently?
Individuals see it differently. I think we all have the same take on it. We're all dealing with the same balls that we're juggling and, as I call it, the hamster wheel that I'm and everybody else is running on. It's just, in some cases, it might be an unmarried man who's taking care of his mother. More often, it's a woman who's taking care of her parents and a man who's taking care of his family. And every so often, they get to join and talk about it. But it's quite a conversation, and we've had several great contributions from men.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? Sure. Your mom is in – where is she going?
My mom's just going into a nursing home because of what's gone on over the last couple of weeks. And so her life is being downsized tremendously, and it's very difficult. My mom, I had moved them from Portland from a three-story townhouse, so that was a big downsizing, to a two-bedroom room in independent living up here in Seattle. And then when my dad passed away, my mom went to a one-bedroom assisted living apartment. Now she's going into a tiny room. And there's no bedroom. There's a hospital bed. And I was speechless yesterday when I went in there and realized none of her furniture is going to fit in there. Her most precious possessions, they're telling me she shouldn't bring because they're breakable or they're valuable or this or that. So my heart, I just wanted to cry.
This also is a trajectory you're seeing for your mom.
Absolutely. And I just see her life getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
So Norma first and then Toby too. I mean, so how do you think about that? How do you share that experience? But also how do you feel generally about the fact that that is the trajectory most of us go on? I mean, are there enough decent places? Do you have enough faith that that's an acceptable path?
I just think it's a path you don't have a choice.
It's an inevitable path.
It's an inevitable path. I'm hopeful, although I keep hearing that there aren't enough doctors and, you know, facilities for baby boomers because we're such a large group that's going to be going through this all at once. But I'm hopeful, and a lot of it I have to depend on my children at that point, that they'll be very sensitive to what is and what isn't in each facility when they make that choice.
Do you want to be in one of those places someday? Do you see some of the nicer aspects of them, or would you like to be a person that stays home?
I have to say, I am totally split up the middle, down the middle, or however you want to say it. I feel very torn about that. I really see pluses and minuses to both sides, and that's why I'm not really forcing my mom to make a decision about moving, because I think that that would actually be a bad choice for her.
Did you have that conversation with her, you know, where she would go a few years back?
Oh, no, her favorite line that has not budged is, you're going to have to take me out of you're going to have to take me out of this house in a box. It's like, okay.
Oh, heard that one. Yeah.
That is loud and clear. We are not moving her or downsizing her or anything. It's not going to be.
You'll have to find other alternatives, other caregiving,
bringing
something.
People in. There's plenty of room for a full-time caregiver. That's how it's going to be for them.
But I think it's given us an awareness. Like, I know you've put an elevator in your house in anticipation of the future. My husband and I are very much aware that in the next maybe 5-6 years, not that we plan to be in ill health, we're still young and vigorous, but that we'll probably move into a one-story home, a Rambler or whatever, because frankly, we want to stay in our home as long as we can, and we hope and have a voice to our kids that they would bring caregivers into us rather than, you know, put us in that situation. But we're already trying to keep in mind what would be safe and what's practical and think ahead. Same thing with long-term disability insurance. We've both filled out all of our pulse and powers of attorney and dispersed them to our children. They have copies. We have copies in the kitchen drawer. Everybody knows where everything is.
You have options. Not everybody has the options, right? And that's the other, I imagine that has to be also part of your conversation. Not everybody has the financial wherewithal. I guess that's where the support system, you're even more dependent on your support system, aren't you?
Sure.
And people have to know that early on.
Well, that's part of the reality check. You know, do you know what your parents' finances are? Do they want to talk about it? Are they secretive? You know, do they have any backup? I mean, those are all the things that, you know, I think from what Norma and I see in the big picture are some of the things that need to happen. And, you know, again, if your parents are in denial, if they have their head in the sand, if they refuse these discussions, well, you know, then that will be your path.
And that's what we call the tough conversations.
Right.
Tough conversations range from having to sit down and say, you know what, Dad? You're not driving so well anymore. We need to take away the keys, or you need to, you know, hand them over. Two, what are your finances? We need to know. You know, what are your wishes? What do you want to happen afterward?
Norma Rosenthal and Toby Donner are creators of the website girlfriendswithagingparents.com. So tell me, do people offer suggestions on the blog?
Oh,
or friends
yes.
with aging parents. Everybody has their strategies. They share it.
Well, oh, the keys.
That's, yeah, the good news. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have written in about driving with their parents. And we've had great suggestions. There are a lot of resources out there that just, you know, when you're sitting in your neighborhood seem unattainable. But when you broaden the scope and you have access to people, you know, here and in other countries or in other states, they can share what they've done that have worked, that's worked, or, you know, they can put out a question and get an answer. There's a lot of comments on the blogs that we post.
Yes, there's been grandchildren that have written in. It's not just the kids, you know, us
children.
That are saying, the adult children that are saying, you know what, the keys, the this. We've had a couple of grandchildren write in and say, oh, my God, riding with Grandma and Grandpa is really scary. You know, they're hitting the curbs. They're dodging these cars. So there's a lot of feedback on this.
When you walked down that hall where your mother was moving to or is moving to.
Yes.
You looked into these other rooms. What did you see? Who did you see?
I saw a lot of my parents. I mean, a lot of my friends' parents is who I saw. And that to me was so revealing. I mean, my whole life kind of flashed before me. These were people that when I was in college, I, you know, went with my friends to their house. They were, I see them all as young, and they weren't. And they were, their precious things, photos, a lot of little knick-knack things. What might not seem like anything to me was really something to them. And so in some ways, it was a walk in the past. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, is this going to be me?
And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Norma Rosenthal, Toby Donner, co-authors of the blog GirlfriendsWithAgingParents.com. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.